Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. The fourth and fifth Perek of Maseches Brachos discuss the laws of Tefillah, which in most scenarios refers to Shemoneh Esrei. However, there are a few instances, such as our Mishnah, where Tefillah actually refers to a different prayer. The reason being that although there are three prescribed Tefillahs every day, which one has to say, and he has to say those words, Tefillah is really a mitzvah which you can do all day. Anytime you need anything, you can pray to Hashem, you get a mitzvah for it, and you get to speak to Hashem. And so right after our previous Mishnah, which mentioned the times for davening the three prescribed prayers, the Mishnah cites an example of somebody who would pray even outside of those three times. Rabbi Nachman ben Hakona would daven as soon as he entered the Beis HaMedrash, where he would learn Torah, Uritziosa, and also when he left the Beis HaMedrash, he would daven Tefillah Katzara, a short prayer. He would spend a few seconds saying something. So Omru Loi, his students, said to him, Mamokam Nisfilah Zoi, what's the place for this prayer? Meaning, what is this prayer? What are you saying? It's not part of the prescribed Tefillahs. So what exactly are you saying? Omar Lahem, he replied to them, Bichnisasi, when I enter the Beis HaMedrash, Ani Mispalel, I pray, Shalei Seratah Kola Al Yodi, that no mistake should come about because of me. And the Gemara elaborates and explains that this was for two reasons. Number one is obviously so that people don't do the wrong thing because of his ruling. If a judge gives a wrong ruling, he'll end up making people doing Averis. But there was another reason why he prayed for this. And that was because if he made a mistake in his learning, even if it did not result in an incorrect ruling, he was worried that other people in the Beis Medrash would rejoice that he made a mistake. Because there's a natural tendency to sometimes be a bit happy when others make mistakes. So Rabbi Nachman HaKona prayed that he wouldn't make a mistake so that people wouldn't rejoice over his mistake, which in itself is a sin. The Archos Tzadikim, by the way, notes that who were the people who were in the Beis HaMedrash with Rabbi Nachman HaKona? These were other Tanoim. These were other super great people who discussed Torah matters with their fellow Tana Rabbi Nachman HaKona. And he was davening that they wouldn't rejoice over his mistake. You see from here, says the Archos Tzadikim, how big this Yetzihara is to be happy at other people's low points. And so everybody, even great people, need to work on seeing the good in others and being happy at their success. Alright, so that was the prayer which he prayed when he entered the Beis HaMedrash. What about when he came out? Uritziosi. Whenever I come out of the Beis HaMedrash, ani nosein hodoyal chelki, I give thanks for my portion, I thank Hashem for making me somebody who has the privilege to learn Torah in the Beis HaMedrash, instead of somebody who just wastes away their life involved in other non-spiritual matters. The Rambam on this Mishnah, based on the Gemara, says that these two prayers are not just something that Rabbi Nachman ben Hakona prayed. Rather, it's something that everybody has to pray when he enters the Beis HaMedrash. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, they also paskin that these two things are obligatory prayers for everybody who enters the Beis HaMedrash. It's printed at the beginning of most Gemaras. It's two short tefillahs, which take a few seconds to say, and seeing as it's paskin in Halacha that we have to say it, it's certainly worth taking those extra seconds to say this prayer just before and after we learn some Torah in the Beis HaMedrash.